My sister is so annoying. She keeps fighting with me and getting both of us into trouble.
You should let go of your anger and give her love and forgiveness instead. My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. I bet you've never been annoyed or angry at your siblings, right? What, you have? Well, I'm shocked. Just kidding. It is really easy to get mad at your brother or sister, but that's no way to have a good relationship with them. God says that you should forgive them even if they're being annoying. Listen to Ephesians chapter 4. It says, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." Our story today is called A Tight Grip. "Mom," Jessica cried, "Cassie hit me." "Because you pushed me," cried her little sister. Mom sighed. "Can't we ever drive to school without you two fighting?" Jessica felt her face flush with anger at her sister. She tried to ignore her by picking a book out of her bag to read, but before she even finished a sentence, she felt Cassie's elbow in her side. She pushed back, and before long, the girls were hitting each other again. "Honestly, you two," Mom brought the car to a stop in front of the school, "no more fighting." The girls got out of the car and headed their separate ways without saying goodbye to each other. Jessica held her lunch bag tightly in her hands as she walked to her first class, still fuming at her sister. At lunchtime, Jessica saw her sister sitting alone, looking troubled. "What's wrong?" Jessica asked coolly as she came up to the table. "I forgot my lunch," Cassie said. Jessica's hands tightened around her lunch bag. "Too bad. Maybe if you spent less time fighting with me and more time getting ready for school, that wouldn't have happened." Cassie looked down at the empty table sadly. Jessica turned to walk away, but Mrs. Gregory stood in her way. The teacher looked down at her and smiled. "You're holding on to your lunch bag very tightly," she noted. "Are you afraid love and forgiveness might spill out?" Jessica looked down at the bag in her hands, confused. Sometimes, when we're angry about something, we want to hold on to our anger like you're holding on to that bag, Mrs. Gregory said, pulling out chairs for herself and Jessica. But the Bible tells us to let go of our anger and forgive others, just like Jesus has forgiven our sin and doesn't hold it against us. She smiled at Jessica. "Maybe it's time to loosen your grip." Jessica looked over at her sister and then down at her lunch bag. She slowly opened her bag and took out part of her sandwich and a small bag of crackers. "Here," she said, placing them in front of Cassie. Cassie looked up and smiled. "Thanks, Jessica." Jessica smiled back. "You're welcome." Well, how about you? Do you often find yourself fighting with your siblings or friends? Everyone gets angry sometimes, but the Bible warns against holding on to anger tightly and refusing to let go. Instead, remember the love and forgiveness Jesus shows you and trust Him to help you do the same for others. And then let go of your anger and act in love. Our key verse is Ephesians 4, 31 and 32.
"Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you."
And our key thought for today, don't hold on to anger. I'm so glad that you spent some time learning about God with me today, and I hope you keep it up every day, even when you're a teenager. Then you can graduate up to the Unlock Teen Devotion from Keys for Kids. Get a free copy when you go to unlocked.org. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.